Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How are you doing? Hope you're having a good day. The WNBA, as you know, has been in the news lately. Patrick Grish is here, director of sports, the sports business program at Wash U, to discuss, among other things, what I want to discuss is the WNBA and the women complaining about how they're not making enough money. How are you, sir? Good to have you.
Me on.
Glad to have you here today. You know, I'm going to plead ignorance here. I mean, and just admit the fact that I did not know this. I don't know how many Americans do, because I don't know how many Americans really care about the WNBA. And let me just be upfront and say, I'm not bashing the ladies. I know it takes tremendous physical abilities. I couldn't do it. Okay. I give them all the credit for that. Okay. But the truth is, it doesn't make money. And I did not know, you know this, I did not know they've never made money as long as they've existed in this league. They're basically financed by the NBA. I was not aware of any of that. And yet they're complaining that they're not making the big money, whereas the NBA made, what, $11 billion last year, and WNBA lost $40 million. Just saying. Am I right about that?
Well, first of all, Heidi, thanks for having me on. And it's a very fascinating issue. And the structure that you mentioned, the NBA did report last year that the WNBA teams collectively lost in the neighborhood of $40 million. And when you look at this whole issue of collective bargaining, I think there's a lot of lessons to learn from other leagues. You know, the other leagues, forget about what they're at in terms of their annual revenue that they bring in. Each of these leagues have now kind of gravitated to a place where the players are basically receiving about 50% of the league's revenues. Currently, the WNBA players are receiving, I have seen reports, somewhere in the 9 to 10% percentage of revenues. And so when you hear that number, regardless of how profitable or unprofitable the teams are, you can see where the players are looking at that and saying, wait a minute, all these other leagues, their players are getting a higher percentage of the revenue. So, you know, here's the other angle to this, Heidi, which I think is fascinating, is we are in the midst of this kind of seismic change in the WNBA in terms of attendance, in terms of ratings. Starting next year, they're going to see a massive increase in television money. So I think part of this is the players getting out in front of this and saying, wait a minute, maybe we've been losing money in the past, but that may be changing. At least the size of the loss may be greatly reduced as this new TV money and corporate partnership money comes in.
Yeah, well, let's hope so. We're speaking with Patrick Grish. I'm Heidi Harrison from Mark Reardon. He's a director of sports business program at Wash U. And that's a great point. And apparently they were expected to lose $50 million last year, right? So maybe it's the Caitlin Clark effect that they lost less money than expected. So that's good. And you may be right about that. And I do think they should get the same percentage that the guys get if there's, you know, with the collective bargaining agreement, which is what they're arguing about, of course, as you mentioned now. But at the end of the day, I mean, when is this ever going to be profitable? You've got great people like Caitlin Clark. You've got Asia Wilson. You've got some great people playing the game, a lot of great ones. But they just don't get the butts in the seats. I mean, do you think it's bad marketing? It's just people just don't care. What do you think contributes to the fact that they just don't, that the public doesn't love them as much as they love the NBA?
Well, I think, Heidi, a couple things. As I just mentioned, that change in the media rights deal and the amount of money that they're going to be getting on an annual basis is about to really escalate in such a massive way. They did an 11-year deal with Disney, Amazon Prime, and NBC, and they're going to be receiving $200 million a year. Currently, they're not even getting a fourth of that. So that's going to be a massive, massive change to just the economics. And that is such a key thing, Heidi, because if you look at all of the major sports leagues in this country, media revenue is the top source of revenue for the NFL, for college football, for the NBA, for Major League Baseball. So that's a huge piece that I think is going to make a big change. My only concern, Heidi, as it relates to, and you look at what's happening, the recent news, they're going to be adding Cleveland, Detroit, and Philadelphia as new expansion markets. They're coming in, I believe it's 28, 29, and 30. Next year, they're adding markets in Toronto and Portland will be joining the league next year. And on the one hand, they brought these teams in, taking advantage of the interest in the sport, a lot of private equity money, a lot of higher-end people that maybe they want to buy into pro sports, but they can't buy in at the NFL level. This is more attainable. And the league wants to expand because those expansion monies are then shared across the league. So that can help cut into some of these losses. But that's not a longer-term solution. The media rights deal, that is a better way of getting at a more sustainable model financially long-term.
Interesting. Very interesting. Well, that hopefully will be good for them because I want these girls to succeed and I want them to get, you know, more money if they possibly can, but the league's got to make money first. We're speaking with Patrick Risch, Director of Sports Business Program at Wash U. My handwriting's so bad that I can't even read your title correctly, Patrick. What do you say, when I posted about this on my Facebook page, Heidi Harris Show page, by the way, I posted about this. A lot of people were incensed that Caitlin Clark seems to be a target by so many players. Now, I know it's a rough game for anybody. Once again, I couldn't do it. But she certainly seems to get a lot of cheap shots. And a lot of people feel as if she's not being protected. Am I right or wrong? Because I've hardly seen any games. So maybe my perception's wrong.
Yeah, that's a great question. And I've seen enough of the highlights of these games to know that, you know, is this a situation where anytime anything happens to Caitlin, it's just going to be talked about more because
right.
of Caitlin, or whether she is indeed kind of getting the business, let's say, from some of these more veteran players. And, you know, look, I don't know. It's probably a little bit of both. And so whether the league, you know, you want to treat everybody fairly. And so the referees, should they be, you know, kind of giving preferential treatment to the star players? You do hear anecdotal evidence that this happens in the NBA and has happened in the NBA for years and years and years, that people like Michael and LeBron getting favorable, you know, treatment from the referees. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, what is a bigger concern to me, which I think the WNBA is trying to address, is there does seem to be a lot of this kind of hatefulness on social media and sometimes at the arenas, you know, at some of these players, not just Caitlin, but just some of the nastiness that takes place. We know that social media can be a cesspool, unfortunately, but I think that, you know, part of the expense that the league has incurred is spending more money on security and so forth at some of these venues, because as you know, in basketball, whether it's men's or women's, the fans are so close to the court that whether it's verbal, right. whether it's, you know, potentially having access and getting close to these players, it's a concern. So, you know, is she being picked on? Probably a little bit. And she's having a tough season, by the way, with injuries. So hopefully she can get past that.
Yeah, I don't even know how you diagnose a groin injury, but okay, I guess move your leg this far, it hurts. Okay, so you're right. I'm not a doctor, so I don't know. But you're right about social media, so how nasty it is. And they ran some ads during the college season, I believe, where they were talking about officials were saying, or the league was talking about how many nasty things are said to college players when they lose by people who are betting on the games, threats to their lives. We're talking college kids.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I had no idea that was a thing, but apparently it's pretty prevalent.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the dangerous sides, right, of welcoming sports gambling more mainstream now into the sports industry, is that it's touching both pro and college sports. And yeah, as you say, Heidi, when you think of these pro young men and women being subjected to some of this, I mean, that's part of what we have now welcomed into our home with the legalization of sports gambling.
That's nasty. Well, we're used to it in talk radio, but we don't like to have college kids harassed like that. Before I let you go, this is every day in talk radio. Before I let you go, this is very exciting news. A master's degree in sports business at WashU is going to be available in 2026. Tell me all about it.
Yeah, we're really excited. So our sports business program has been in business since 2015. This will be our 11th year. We've got almost 200 alums working in sports and have connections with 600 professionals at about 450 different companies. But we felt it was time to expand our offerings to the master's level starting next fall. Because, Heidi, I think there's a couple things we can do at WashU that few schools can in the country, and that's access, mentorship, and community. By having the network that we have, in fact, I've been on the phone today with some of our alums, that access is so great that the alums will engage with your current students. And in some cases, alums that graduated 10 years ago are connecting with people that graduated 20 years ago, and they're building their network that way. So being able to create these wonderful opportunities, the internships, the entry level, you know, a lot of these young kids, Heidi, that are trying to get into this industry, what they lack is maybe they lack the training, but they also just lack a foot in the door. And so with the connections that we have, we can help students get the training, get the mentorship, and more importantly, get that foot in the door and then let the cream rise to the top.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's fantastic. It's a great opportunity. Hey, thanks for joining me on the Mark Reardon Show today. Appreciate talking to you.
Thanks, Heidi.
Thank you. That's Patrick Risch, director of Washington University's WashU, as they say, sports business program. Very exciting that people could get a master's degree. But, you know, St. Louis is such a great sports town. There are all kinds of opportunities, and that's great. Because, you know, the business of sports, isn't that most of it? I think so. That's pretty good stuff. Ethan's all into the business aspect of it. I know, my friend. He's got it all down. I'm not sure. Oh, he's picking his headphones up. That's serious.
Yeah, no, it is interesting to hear kind of the details behind how the operation works, especially, I mean, you know, the WNBA, I know that they've had their struggles. You know, there seems like they're moving in a better direction here in the last year or two, which is good. But it's crazy to think, I mean, so much goes on behind the scenes, even for a league that is small compared to, you know, the WNBA, or excuse me, to the NBA or the NFL, just how massive of an operation they all are. It is interesting, I think. So it was interesting information there in that interview.
Yeah. And it's funny how, you know, some people will say the officials are taking it easy on her or whatever, but I mean, they never say that about the Chiefs, do they?
Oh, well, see, they're so you're talking, listen, we don't want to get into this, Heidi. We do not want
We don't want to get into the officials. Whenever the teams lose to the Chiefs, they start whining about the officials. You sure we don't want to get into that today?
I don't think we do.
All right. Much more to come on the Mark Reardon Show. Coming up, Ira Melman from the Federation for American Immigration Reform has got an update on what's going on with the border, the ICE agents, and the, you know, complete mess of trying to get the wrong people out of this country. That's coming up on the Mark Reardon Show. I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Reardon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.